The following morning, August the 23rd, 1922, Captain Robinson, an ex-British Army officer and a first cousin of Erskine Childers, arrived at my battalion headquarters. He was the assistant editor of our Republican Army bulletin and published it, collecting propaganda for his paper, of which Erskine Childers was the chief editor. On our way to brigade headquarters, we called on O'Sullivan's, better known as the Wanderers of Dysart, the scene of our original abortive ambush of the Black and Tans on March the 17th, 1921. Whilst having a meal, we were shocked to hear of Michael Collins's death. It seemed to us at the time as almost a personal loss. In spite of the fact that he was the leader of the opposing side, Captain Robinson and he were personal friends, and he actually cried when he heard the news. Whilst he was alive, we always had the hope that he would muddle his way out of the chaos that existed.